following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So far, we have a one seed gone in Villanova. We've got the UCLA Bruins, who shouldn't even be in the tournament, in the Sweet 16, with a coach that doesn't know how to coach, and Bryce Alford, who doesn't know how to play basketball, according to one Fred Wallen, who I'm lucky enough to spend the next hour with here on the program. Been a pretty unbelievable tournament so far. That Thursday, the first day, was unbelievable. A little bit more normalcy in the last couple days, but ultimately, a great tournament, a great event, and I love it. And Fred Wallen, I got news for you. You got a lot of explaining to do today to me, because you tell me I've lost it, I think you've lost it. That Bryce Alford kid can play basketball. What are you watching? Tell me, please.
I never said he couldn't play basketball. He just can't be the point guard. He should be the second guard, the off guard, because he's a very good shooter. He's not quick enough to beat the best teams at the point guard position. And if you're a high school guard in Southern California and you're the best high school guard, point guard in the country, you're not going to go to UCLA because you know Bryce is going to be that point guard for two more years. That's all I said. He's a good outside shooter. He can play off guard. He's just not quick enough against the better teams to play point guard. Yesterday, well, of course, UAB's not all that good, so they win 92-75. That doesn't make him a great point guard. Makes him a scorer.
All right. We'll see. What we got to shake this thing out. We got Jeff Rich as well, so keep it close. We're going to battle this thing out head-to-head, Fred Wallen, myself, and Jeff Rich. Keep it close again. It's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things to talk about. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, as well as Sports Byline USA. And hit Fred up on email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I don't know, man. We're going to battle this thing out. I think the kid's all right. He had 5 assists yesterday, too, to go along with those 22 points, just so you know. And they only had 17 assists for the whole game. So that's about a third of the assists from one guy. Again,
he controls the ball, Andy, the whole time. So that's why he would have the most assists. Let's see what happens. Look, again, if you're listening on Monday, we apologize. I'm hoping Iowa upsets Gonzaga because the Bruins would have a very tough game against Gonzaga. Let's see what happens when Bryce Alford goes against Kevin Pagnos of Gonzaga, if Gonzaga wins on Sunday. We'll see. And Pagnos isn't the quickest guard. Let's see how he plays against a guard like that next Friday. If it comes to that, again, I'm hoping Iowa upsets Gonzaga because the Bruins certainly would have a better shot against the Hawkeyes than they would against the Zags. But let's just see what happens. I'm just saying he's not quick enough to be a top-notch point guard. There are other kids here in Southern California who I've seen play high school ball who are much quicker, but who won't go to UCLA because they know for 2 more years Bryce Alford will be that point guard because his dad's the coach. And again, if you take a look at Zach LaVine, after he left early after his freshman season, the reason he said was, I'll never get to play point guard on this team. Now, you can't tell me LaVine is not quicker than Bryce Alford, but he is, but Bryce Alford's the coach's son. Bryce can play off guard because he's a very good outside shooter. Now, what, he had 9 three-pointers in the first game in this tournament. But as a point guard, he's just not quick enough against the better point guards in basketball.
All I know is that they're winning basketball games, and they probably shouldn't even be here in the first place. And then with what happened with them against SMU, look, they're very fortunate, but at the end of the day, you know, you told me that Steve Alford isn't a good coach. You told me that Bryce Alford isn't that a good enough player to play, and they're winning basketball games. That's all I'm trying to say. So give a little credit where credit is due, or say that they're playing teams that are no good. Whatever you want to say, man, go for it and say it, but stick with something. Because at the end of the day, I think this kid's a heck of a basketball player, and whether you think he's a point guard or a shooting guard, I don't think it makes a difference.
It does if you're recruiting. Of course it does if you're recruiting.
Jeff, step
if you
in
know,
there.
If you know you cannot – if you know you're not going to play point guard and you're the best high school point guard in America and you dreamt all your life of going to UCLA, you're still not going to say yes to UCLA. That's point A. Point B, over the last 2 years of Steve Alford's recruiting, 3 of the guys are not eligible. 1 played for Purdue because he wasn't allowed in UCLA. The second guy, Bolden, is not eligible this year. And the third guy, Wah is ineligible because of a study problem. So if you're recruiting, you got to make better decisions than that. And listen, I'm the one that said they played very well at the end of the season. They, with 5 minutes to go against Arizona in the game in Tucson, they were even. They lose by 10, but they were even after 35 minutes. And they were even with 2 minutes to go in the game in the Pac-12 tournament. So I'm not the one that said they didn't belong in the tournament. I'm the one that said I didn't think they'd make the tournament. So I'm not surprised that they beat SMU or certainly UAB, a 14 seed. Let's see what happens if they have to play Gonzaga. I think they could beat Iowa. I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying this is UCLA. This is the team that should be in the top 10, not in the top 30. And with Steve Alford, they're not going to be in the top 10 because he's not a great coach.
They're in the field of 16 now, yeah. And you're talking about the past. You're talking about Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine's in the NBA. He was going to be a one-and-done guy anyway.
Exactly.
He was good enough to be a lottery pick for Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. And then you're talking about the future. Why not talk about this team that is improbably in the Sweet 16? Granted, they got a little bit of help that Iowa State, you know, they didn't have to see Iowa State in the second round, and you know they might get a little more help if they don't have to see Gonzaga in the round of 16. But 2015, I'd say that Steve Alford is all over it. They're in the final 16. If they go to the Elite Eight, are you still going to be concerned, Fred, about 2016 and beyond because you can't recruit around the coach's son?
Well, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. my point, that doesn't make him a great coach.
Oh,
it means that timing is right. That's all.
And
at the end of the season, they played better. Now, they beat a very weak USC team. They beat pretty weak Washington, pretty weak Washington State, clobbered USC in the tournament, and played Arizona to the last 2 minutes in the Pac-12 tournament. You give him credit for that and give everything else. But they're still two players short of being a top 10 club and beating the best teams in college basketball. And this is UCLA, and they should be there every year. And there are kids around the country who would love to go to UCLA. And if they're a point guard, they're not going to go to UCLA for the next 2 years. You can't win without a very quick point guard. Bryce Alford is a good basketball player. He averaged 38 points a game in New Mexico High School. I'm not questioning that.
Fred, with all due respect.
But he's an off guard. He's not a point guard.
Fred, with all due respect, they've won two games in the tournament so far.
Yeah.
They've done two things that you said they wouldn't do.
Because
first of all, you said they shouldn't be in the tournament.
I did not say that. I said they wouldn't make the tournament. I never said they shouldn't be in the tournament because they ended the season well.
They wouldn't be in the tournament.
Right,
they're
right.
in the tournament, and
right.
they've won two games in the tournament.
Look, congratulations. And I'm saying, and I hope Iowa beats Gonzaga, and they may make the Final Eight. That would be a spectacular performance. But they're not among the top 10 teams in America. And as a UCLA fan, they belong in the top 10 almost every single season. And Steve Alford is not going to you think out of 100 games, Steve Alford's going to out-coach Larry Brown? Now,
look,
he did.
Here's what I think. It doesn't matter what you're saying. What I know is that they've won two games this year in March Madness, okay? And that's all that really matters, to be honest with you. So, again, I think what you're saying is pretty weak at best, to be honest with you, Fred. I mean, look, you've had a lot of good arguments throughout the years. This is not one of them. I mean, the kids proved you wrong for two games in a row.
I never said they wouldn't beat SMU, and I never said they wouldn't be. I certainly didn't think they beat UAB by 12 in November.
I'm talking about individuals by the names of Steve and Bryce Alford. They have proved you wrong two games in a row. Yes or no?
He's played well, but he hasn't played.
Jeff, let me ask you something.
Jeff, let me ask you something.
Have you ever had a friend that you try to get something through to over and over and over, but no matter what, if the sky is blue, they'll tell you that the sky is kind of green or something?
Well,
have you ever had one of those people?
It's a lot more complicated, you know, and it usually comes up in the context of men dealing with women. So, yeah, you find that place in life where you just can't get the point across. But, I don't completely disagree with Fred. I understand that there are concerns about, you know, UCLA shouldn't be proud to make a Sweet 16. UCLA should, you know, basically have that cast in stone every year. They're that type of program. I understand the bar is going to continue to be set high for UCLA. But how about the Pac-12 in this tournament? To date, 7-0. We know that might change with Wisconsin playing Oregon on Sunday, but you know, a good run for the four Pac-12 teams that have made the tournament, especially UCLA, who I didn't think belonged in the tournament, but the committee did, and that's all that matters.
Well,
hey,
again,
let me read you one sentence of Jay Billis, okay? How you play in the tournament doesn't validate your selection or seat. Selection seat is about accomplishment before the tournament. That's Jay Billis.
Well, whatever. It is what it is, man. The UCLA Bruins have played well for two games. They're in the Sweet 16, and this Steve and Bryce Elford combination seems to be working pretty well. That's all I know at this point. And you can maybe have a point about him not being the greatest point guard, but they're winning basketball games, and they're advancing in March Madness, and that's all I know, and that's all that really matters at this point. He's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I love having the guy because we always battle it out. Jeff Rich and I, both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
On Sports, you're hanging on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Beautiful where I'm sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. And according to him, well, I mean, maybe I'm putting words in his mouth. I don't know.
Yeah,
at this
sure.
point, I'm not sure anymore because I thought last week you told me that Bryce Alfred and Steve Alfred were no good, but this week you're telling me something.
I never said they were not any good. He averaged 38 points as a high school kid. How bad can he be? He's just not a top-notch point guard against the better point guards in basketball. That's all I'm saying. If he played him at off guard, I wouldn't be saying a word because he's a very good outside shooter. He hit 9 three-pointers against SMU. He had a couple yesterday. And if you're listening on Monday, a couple on Saturday. And I hope Iowa beats Gonzaga on Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock Pacific time. So the Bruins could make it to the Final Eight. I'm not questioning that. In some of my charts, I've got them. Well, I've got them in front of me. But again, I've got Gonzaga winning in a couple of them. I got Arizona winning in a couple of them, and I got Kentucky winning in a couple of them. So I don't think they're going to get by Gonzaga, but that's possible. Gonzaga beat them by about 20 at Pauley Pavilion in December. But UCLA is a much better team now, but they're still shallow in depth. Off the bench, they're not going to get a lot of points. They're not going to get a lot of help, and that's going to be a problem. And that's because the three kids that Steve Alford recruited the last 2 years are not playing for him.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the Bruins so far, and my thought is it is what it is. We'll see how it all plays out. I think Gonzaga will probably prevail, but you never know. Iowa's a pretty good team, and they put it up pretty good against Davidson the other day. So the bottom line is we are where we are. It is what it is, and we'll see how it all plays out. To this point, who have you been most impressed with, Fred? If it's not UCLA, who have you been most impressed with?
Which team have I been the most impressed with?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Cincinnati against Kentucky played a perfect first half, and they were still down by 7. So I'm going to say Kentucky.
Hey, I'm with you on this one. I like the way Kentucky's played as well. I 100%.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati didn't make any mistakes. Cincinnati held the ball. Cincinnati made the right decisions, and they were still down by 7. Eventually, in the second half, they wore down. So I don't agree with Larry Brown that Kentucky would make the Eastern Conference playoffs, but they're much better than everybody else. For Gonzaga, and again, I only did about 10 brackets. Usually I do 30 or 40 because I really think Kentucky's going to win. But in like 3 or 4 of them, I got Gonzaga, and 3 or 4 of them, I've got Arizona. The only teams who could beat them, in my mind, would be Wisconsin, Arizona, and Gonzaga. And Kentucky would have to play an horrendous game. They'd have to miss a lot of free throws. And the other team would have to play just the best game they've ever played. And if you can find that situation, and you might against Arizona, Gonzaga, or Wisconsin, maybe it's possible. But I believe the president this time that, of 11 million brackets that were sent to ESPN, half of them had Kentucky winning the whole thing. I think that's low. I mean, I figured they'd have more than half. But yeah. 50, they're just a very, very big team, good team. But Calipari's lost games before where he's had the best talent.
Sure. No, I agree. Listen, Jeff, let me ask you this. With what Fred just said, Kentucky to me has been so poised. And you know what? In a position where, like you're talking yesterday or whatever it was with Cincinnati, they're in a position where they're losing the game, but you don't see any lack of confidence. You don't see them lose their poise. I think this team is... What I'm trying to say, Jeff, is I think this team is poised beyond their years. And I know they have the Harrison guys coming back. But ultimately, look, this team is very, very poised, very confident, and they never seem to lose focus on what the task is at hand. And that's to go and win a basketball game no matter what. If they're down 7, if they're down 5, they find a way, they will themselves to win. What can you say about the character of Kentucky, Jeff?
Well, I think that they played down a lot to their SEC opponent. You know, when you go undefeated, you got to nitpick a little bit. And I think that they played down to their SEC opponents. You know, LSU gave them a run. Georgia gave them a run. They haven't played a big game in 3 months. So, yeah, you know, all due respect to Cincinnati, but, you know, that's a mid-major bubble. You know, that's a mid-major bubble team right there. Hampton had a losing record going in. So, when they see the winner of West Virginia, Maryland, which should be a good game, by the way, I think it's going to be their first real test of this tournament. And when you see teams that play defense on the perimeter, like Notre Dame, like Xavier, like Arizona, I think it's going to be a challenge to Kentucky. And, you know, they're going to have to clean up the glass. They're going to have to play 40 minutes of basketball. And I know it sounds cliche, but, you know, you got to do all the fundamental things right. Otherwise, all the talent in the world doesn't help you out.
No, I agree, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, though, they've shown me something in the sense of they don't get rattled. They just continue going about their business, and they play. And no matter what the circumstances, they're ready for it. And I've been impressed, I got to say. I mean, Cully Stein can guard anybody. He can guard a six-foot guy. He can guard a seven-foot guy. His wingspan is unbelievable. When he gets beat initially, he has the ability to recover and make the block shot or get the rebound, whatever it is. Again, I just think that they have so many interesting pieces to that puzzle, and they all know what they're doing. They all know their role, and that's something that you don't necessarily see in college basketball, but they know their role, and this is a very, very complete basketball team, Fred. And I don't know about you guys, but like I told Jeff a little bit earlier, I have a potential to hit 13 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams, even with all the craziness that's happened so far. I have my Elite Eight intact, and I have my Final Four intact. Is that the case for you as well, Fred, or no?
Yeah, as far as the Final Four and the Elite Eight, but I have Michigan State playing Gonzaga, so Michigan State's going to have to win on Sunday and then win again, so we'll see how that works out. They're playing, as we do this live Sunday morning, they're playing as we speak, so I need Michigan State to play Gonzaga, and I've got Kentucky and Arizona, and I've got Kentucky. This is the one, I'm just reading from one, and I've got Kentucky winning it. In some others, I've got Gonzaga winning it, and some others, I've got Arizona winning it. But I didn't have Wisconsin winning it, but that would be the other team in my mind of the three that could beat Kentucky. I think Wisconsin could, Arizona could, and Gonzaga, if they all play a perfect game and Kentucky plays a bad game. Other than that, Kentucky is just one of the best teams I've seen. I grew up, you guys are younger, but I grew up watching the first the Lou Alcindor UCLA teams and the Bill Walton UCLA teams, and Kentucky may be better. And I never thought I would see better teams than that. So this team is astounding. They got nine guys who might all play in the pros. I don't know.
Let's just say they go 40-0, fellas. In this era, how impressed are you with a team that can go 40-0? So, Jeff, you go first.
If it wasn't Kentucky, if it wasn't the blue blood, the draw for recruiting that Calipari has going on there, I'd be a little more impressed. But it's still impressive. You know, it hasn't happened in my lifetime. I was born in 1978. Indiana last did it in 1976. I know that we've had Wichita State, UNLV, and Duke all had really good runs towards, you know, going 39-40-0. But, I mean, I'm going to be impressed, but I'm taking it at face value. I mean, Kentucky has a lot of advantages off the court, which really helped them out on the court.
No, I agree. Look, I mean, the bottom line is, though, I think, you know, if you go undefeated, it says a lot about something. And look, it'd be really impressive. I don't think at the end of the day, you know, they really care if they would have had a loss somewhere. But now they've got this opportunity, and it is what it is. And if you can go 40-0, I'd say that's pretty awesome in this day and age, and especially in the day and age of the one and doneers when you think about it. So Calipari, he does something right. That's all I can say. Who were you least impressed with, Fred? Let's hear you first. Like who went out a little earlier than you thought maybe they would have?
You know, again, I wasn't that impressed with Baylor all season long. So, I mean, I had never seen Georgia State, so it's not like I knew Georgia State was going to beat them. But Baylor did really not impress me the times I've seen them in 2015. So if they had lost to somebody else, I would not have been shocked. Again, I had not seen Georgia State, so I don't know, but I'll tell you this. This kid, Ron Hunter, is quite a kid. He's playing for his dad. That's quite a story. That is really quite a story. His dad's trying to keep him in school one more year. The kid wants to go to the pros. It's going to be an interesting battle. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, if he buys him a car, maybe he'll get him to stick around in school. You never know. But and he did kind of joke about that, something about making that basket. You know, it got him the car that he wanted. But and then they were kind of kidding about whether that would be recruiting or some sort of violations against him. But obviously, it was somewhat of a joke. But you never know. Maybe there is some validity to it with the way the rules are these days. But look, I think that kid's fantastic. I loved watching him play. You know, you put the ball in his hands and good things happen more often than not. And I think he sees the floor exceptionally well for a big guy, or not necessarily a big guy, but a swing man, if you will, about a 6'6" kid in the NBA, probably a three for the most part. But look, tremendous the way he sees the floor, tremendous basketball IQ, a lot of fun watching them in their run. Wish it could have been a little bit longer, to be honest with you, because we don't have that real Cinderella so far, which would have been awesome. But we've had a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything when you think about it. Fred Wallen with me, Jeff Rich with me. A lot going on in the sports world. We got basketball games going on right now when you think about it, too. Michigan State, Virginia in the first half. March Madness, man. You absolutely got to love it. Only comes once a year, and it's here right now. So we're going to keep talking about it. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you've ever done a little rearranging of furniture, you know it can leave a bad impression. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll give you a couple good solutions to unwanted carpet dimples right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honey-do list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/windanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brome. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
You've decided you want your couch on the opposite wall now, and that tired old easy chair is being relocated to the basement. But the dimples left in your carpet are even uglier than the chair, right? You don't have to live with those ghosts of furniture past. Next time you're trying to undimple carpet, try this. Take a damp rag and place it over the dimple, then use a steam iron on its cotton setting and lightly press it over the spot, making sure to inject plenty of steam. It may take two or three passes, but the steam will help revive the compressed carpet fibers. You can also go to the opposite end of the spectrum and rub a piece of ice on the spot, then use a metal spoon to refluff the fibers. Afterwards, run the vacuum cleaner over the area a few times for a fresh new look. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world. March Madness happening right before our very eyes. Major League Baseball, we haven't even talked about it. A couple weeks away from opening day. NBA playoffs definitely heating up. The races are definitely heating up a little bit. So whatever's on your mind is on our mind. 1-800-878-9898. 7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and follow us at Sports Byline USA as well. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. What conference are you guys most disappointed in? I think the Big 12 has been awful. I think that goes without saying. But as far as conferences go, who is the most disappointing conference? Jeff, you first.
Oh, it's obviously the Big 12. You know, your champion just ran out of juice after being the comeback kids for the entire Big 12 tournament. Not a very good team there. Texas didn't belong in the field to begin with. Oklahoma hasn't blown me away, you know, even though they're still, you know, they're still alive. But, yeah, I don't like the Big 12 at all in this tournament.
Fred, you feel the same way? Big 12 pretty weak?
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of people are surprised. If you watched them this year, there was no talent. There was no dominant team. I don't think Kansas is that good. And, again, I'm not a big Bill Self guy, so we'll see what happens as far as that is concerned. Hey, just off the subject very quickly, and I don't want to miss this. Again, you guys are too young to remember, but I was a little kid. Chuck Benarek died at, I think, 89 years of age, a two-way player, one of the last two-way players in the National Football League, a great player, a Hall of Famer for the Eagles. I just think we should mention that because you're not going to get many two-way players nowadays, and you're not going to get many Chuck Benareks nowadays. He passed away on Saturday, and I just wanted to get that out as a I look at my old football cards and things like that, and I see him all the time. And, you know, I remember him as a player a little bit. You know, I was 5 and 6 years old. But I'm just saying, one of the great players of all time passing away at 89.
Thanks for bringing that up, Fred. We appreciate it, obviously. And, again, anybody have any thoughts or opinions about that or anything else? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. We definitely want to know. So, again, anything on your mind is on our mind. But obviously heavily right now, we're thinking a lot about March Madness. There's other things happening, though. Like I said, NBA playoffs, the races are heating up a little bit, if you want to talk about that. Anything else that's going on, too? Free agency still with what's happening in the NHL heating up a little bit, too. So tons of things to talk about. Again, we're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. So bring them as much as you want or as little as you want. But let's get back into this a little bit. Fred, you know, we've talked about the Kansases and a little bit about them and Wichita State. You know what? Thinking about that game, you know, it means more than just the tournament when you really think about it. This is an in-state rival that you don't want to necessarily have and you don't play. So thinking about that game, who's it more important to and more significant to?
Well, let me just put it to you this way, first of all. Greg Marshall is the guy I wanted UCLA to go after 2 years ago. So first of all, I think Wichita State has a major advantage in coaching. And, of course, it's bigger for Wichita State because they're the smaller school in the state. And if they can beat the big guys, which would not be a total shock. I mean, this is not a great Kansas team. And, again, I'll take Marshall over Bill Self any old day. So I would not be surprised if the 7-seed Wichita State knocked off the 2-seed Kansas. And, of course, bigger for the Shockers if they could win it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it would just be one of those kind of where you stick it to them sort of things, since they don't want to play on their schedule and whatnot, and it'd be your way of really getting back at them. Jeff, when you think about it, mid-majors, you know, and the bigger conferences, it's not a win-win for them, obviously, and in this case, you know, you're talking about Kansas, Fog Allen, you're talking about all that mystique, all that aura, and the tradition. And now you got these new guys, the Wichita State Shockers, who have definitely come on in the last few seasons, making their mark. To you, what does this mean, and how important is it for this smaller school to make some noise?
Well, they've been making noise. They were a Final Four team. They were undefeated a year ago. You know, and they ended the tournament for the third year in a row. And I think they had a little bit of a fight to get there. Obviously, losing Klee Anthony Earle to the NBA, going forward didn't help them for 2014-2015. But I think that this game means a lot more to Wichita State. You know, nobody likes to be the little brother, and you know, just by blue blood definition, Wichita State's not even an afterthought. I think that when you talk about basketball in the state of Kansas, you talk about Kansas, then you go over to Manhattan and talk to a talk about a Kansas State program that hasn't been very good over the last couple of years. And then there's Wichita State that, you know, I think they're a little like Gonzaga circa 2002. Hey, we've been around a few years. We keep our seniors, and that's how we go deep into this tournament. And they gave Kentucky a good run last year. So I wouldn't expect them to lay down and bow down to the altar of Naismith and Fog Allen and everything else that is Kansas basketball. I think that Wichita State's got nothing to lose. They're playing with house money at this point.
Do you guys think the opening round where Dayton got to play, you know, in their own arena, is that an unfair advantage, or is that just a great place where, you know, you see a lot of basketball? Obviously, it's a great basketball town, and do you think that it was cool that they just that's where it's been? I mean, that is what it is, and do you like that they got rewarded in that sense? Fred, you first.
Well, I think it was an unfair advantage, but I think it just worked out that way. I'm not going to move them
right because
elsewhere.
They have the game. The games
right.
have always been there.
Right.
So,
right. So I'm not going to move them out of that situation just because one time in 100 it happens to be, it works out that way. Of course, there was an advantage against Boise State. I mean, you can sleep in your own bed. There's no question about that. But I wouldn't have. It just worked out that way, and it's just the way it is. And once in a while, that's going to happen. You know, years ago, a lot of times UCLA would have a home court advantage, or Kentucky would have home court advantage. They changed that years ago, but in this one case, the play-in games, Dayton, Ohio, as you said, is a great basketball community.
Yeah.
The whole state is basketball nutso, and it's going to sell out. No matter if Dayton's there or not. So, you know, if Dayton, the university, is playing or not, you want a sellout. You want people there. You don't want an empty stadium. So you don't want an empty arena. So for me, it was a negative for Boise State, but it just worked out that way, and it's going to happen once any time that Dayton's like a 14 seed. You know, but it's not going to happen that often.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit interesting, but at the end of the day, I mean, I don't have a problem with it at all, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think you're rewarding that part of the country for having such an interest in basketball, and it just so happened that they got to support their own Dayton Flyers in that one. And, look, they had a solid run last year, looking like they're poised to put another one together. Go ahead, Jeff.
It would have been less fair to promote them out of that play-in game simply because they're the host site. I mean, it's just going to happen. They wanted to, you know, they didn't want to have an SEC matchup in the round of 32. It was just the best place to put them. All the pundits that on Twitter, Stu Mandel sticks out for Sports Illustrated says, "Hey, yo, do a mock bracket and figure out a way to not put Dayton in Dayton for that opening round."
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it is what it is. It worked out for them. They got the victory. They advanced. They win the next game, and now we're where we're at with it. But look, it's March Madness. It's the most beautiful tournament around. These kids are only guaranteed 40 minutes, and you know what? It's finding out who's going to be playing those last 40 minutes for the national title. It's special. It really is. Well, you know, thinking about that, where would you guys put this tournament with other tournaments, the Super Bowl, the NBA? In your opinion, where does this rate? Fred, you first.
Well, as I said many times to you, Andy, when we've done shows together, my favorite two sports are baseball and college basketball. So I would have it number one because it's 3 weeks of kids exalted and happy and kids walking away crying. And it makes you cry when they cry. You know what I'm saying? And especially the seniors, mm-hmm. their last game. You know, let's say you're a Georgia State player and you win the first game and then you're up, you know, you're jumping to the skies and then you lose game two as they did. And you could see them tearing up. And it's their last game and it's a beautiful thing. And so as much as obviously I enjoy the Super Bowl and everybody enjoys the Super Bowl, I'll take these 3 weeks against anything in the 52-week sports world.
Jeff, what are your thoughts? March Madness or something else?
Oh, something else for sure. March Madness is great. The conference tourneys are great. You know, the playing in, and then that first round where you get to see everybody, you get to see all the upsets. I think with it being 3 weeks long, that it loses a little bit of its momentum. I think it'd be like if the college bowl season had a lot of steam in the beginning, and then by the time, you know, with the you know, the RNL Carrier Bowl or whatever, you know, it's played on December 16th. And then you lose momentum by the time you get to the Rose Bowl. I mean, I got to tell you, when I start watching these Elite Eight games, unless I'm going to see them in person, it really starts to lose momentum. And then the Final Four is a big deal. But who wins the championship game isn't necessarily. So I would put it pretty low. I'd put it below the Super Bowl. I'd put it below the College Bowl season. And with even with baseball, I think it's right on par with baseball that it loses its steam by the time you get to the end.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the first weekend goes, there's nothing like it. Obviously, you have those barrage of 16 games on Thursday and Friday, and it's just unreal when you really think about all the action that's going on. And I think from an excitement standpoint, I think the first two rounds of March Madness, the most exciting two days of any event. That, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is those first 2 days are the most exciting of any days that you can have. You know, the leading up to the Super Bowl, that seems like it drags on. You know, and like you're saying, the leading up to the finals in the NBA or the playoffs in baseball, they all seem to kind of lose a little bit of their steam. But for the first 2 days, there's nothing that draws your attention like March Madness. Is there, Fred?
No, and I tell you what, I said this Friday night on Sports Overnight America with Jerry that, you know, if you're working in a business and you're a 9-to-5 worker, I will guarantee you that this Thursday and this Friday of last week would be, you get less work done than any 2 days back to back in the entire year, because now with the iPhones, folks like me, if I was working a 9-to-5 job, I'd be watching the games, and I think everybody in business doing the same thing. Nothing's getting done Thursday and Friday except those games.
No, I agree with you. It's an unbelievable event. You know, it starts at like 9 in the morning where I'm sitting, and it just goes all day long, and you really can't beat it. I'm looking for ways to get out of work, to be honest with you, on those couple of days. People call me up, and they're like, hey, Andy, we got a problem today. I don't think we're going to be able to meet you. And I say, you know what? No problem. I understand. And they couldn't have had better timing when you think about it, because March Madness is here, and on a Thursday and a Friday, I want to watch basketball. I got news for you. I could care less about teaching tennis when March Madness is on. That's just the way it is. Those are facts, and it is what it is. I love basketball. I love sports, and sometimes you got to be able to shut those other things out. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up and have a little bit more of a discussion on what's going on in the world of sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Flown by, obviously, as it is March Madness time, so expect nothing less than a great program today. Got to thank Fred, as always. Got to thank Jeff, as always, guys. Really appreciate you taking time out with me. Hey, I want to leave you guys with this. And by the way, hour one of the program does rebroadcast tomorrow morning. So spend your midday mornings on Monday with us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But I want to leave you with this, guys, and I want your thoughts real quickly. With the news about Jimmy Boeheim and what happened there at Syracuse, and then you hear about the guys leaving at the end of the year, and then you hear about Jimmy Boeheim leaving after the 2018 or 19 season. How does that sit with you, Fred?
It sits with me that he's not going to make the 3 years. He'll be gone before that.
Okay, but in general, I just think it shows kind of – I don't understand it. You're going to come down, but then you're going to let a guy stick around for 3 years. To me, I guess I just don't get it. Jeff, how does it hit you?
Oh, I think it's hogwash. I think it's complete hooey that he has any choice to get this 3-year stay of execution. And it should just go down like the Jim Tressel thing went down. He should be he should resign, and if he doesn't, he should be fired.
Look, they're infractions. Again, it is what it is, man. If you break rules, you break rules. I don't understand how just because it's Jim Boeheim and, you know, he's been around for forever and, you know, obviously he's got the national title in 2003, but it's almost like they're giving this guy an exception and a pardon on this one, Fred. And I don't like it, to be honest with you, at all. I think the guy should be out of there just like everybody else. When you do things like that, you got to pay the crime. If the crime is the crime, then you got to pay for it. And Jimmy Boeheim kind of writing his own ticket here. And I think, Fred, you might have hit the nail on the head. I don't know if he lasts those 3 years, but the fact that they put it out there, that's pathetic. Anyways, for Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying have a great Sunday. Enjoy your day. And we'll be back at it next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.